WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A deadly storm batters the Northwest, causing widespread power outages and rainfall that is expected to last through Friday. Near Seattle, KIRO Sam Campbell is with residents assessing the damage.
Closed roads diverting traffic and a labyrinth in town. Shopping centers out of power, multiple trees laying over power lines, and a mangled trampoline on a sidewalk by the police department. Lake Stevens residents are stunned. Jay Frazier had his Dodge Ram smashed by a tall tree.
It was just a loud snap and a huge crack. My truck and another neighbor's truck covered in the tree.
Down the road, a power pole itself snapped near the base, leaving a busy day for utility crews. Sam Campbell for CBS News, Seattle.
The House Ethics Committee is keeping the Matt Gaetz report into allegations of sexual misconduct under wraps. Ranking committee member Susan Wild says they will reconvene on December 5th to revisit it. Democratic committee member Mark DeShoney says the committee is pursuing transparency.
We're supposed to work in a consensus, and I still have faith that we will do that on the Ethics Committee. So that's as much as I can say. I'm sorry, but these are the rules, and we try to comply with the rules, some of us.
Jose Ibarra, who entered the U.S. illegally, has been convicted by a judge in Georgia for trying to rape and then fatally beat nursing student Laken Riley on the University of Georgia campus. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez in Athens.
Laken Riley's mom called Jose Ibarra a monster. Her sister said she hated even being in the same room with him. And they were asking the judge to enforce what the maximum penalty is the prosecution was going for in this case, which was life in prison without parole. The judge very quickly said he agreed with that.
The Biden White House is sending anti-personnel landmines to help stop Russian ground forces from slowly taking more of eastern Ukraine. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor.
They know where these mines will be, and they can take them out. And I understand these are also mines that can be deactivated, either over time or by remote control. And there's commitment by the Ukrainians to remove them after the conflict.
The Western film Rust, during which cinematographer Halina Hutchins was killed with a prop gun during rehearsal and the director was wounded, has had its premiere in Poland. CBS's Chris Live say in Poland on why director Joel Souza decided to finish the film.
He wanted the cinematographer's husband and son to see the last work that she did. So they picked up where they left off, and they managed to finish this movie here in Torun, Poland, and not just celebrate the film itself and give it new life, but to, more than anything, celebrate the life of the cinematographer.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in Milwaukee. Both teams below 500 and looking for back-to-back wins. College basketball, number 15th ranked Marquette playing great defense. Knocked off number 6 ranked Purdue last night, 76-58. Cam Jones with a triple-double for the Golden Eagles. Finished with 17 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Baseball, Pat Murphy, the first Brewer ever to be named Manager of the Year in the National League. Murphy turns 66 later this month. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. I asked Green Bay defensive end Rashawn Gary why the team doesn't have more quarterback sacks.
I don't know. You got to tell me if you're watching. We're just rushing, doing what we got to do. You know, the numbers going to come. Numbers, people get, you know, misconstrued. You know, cut on the tape. See how we playing. See how we setting the edges. See how we putting pressure on quarterbacks, man. The numbers going to come if we keep playing our fashion of ball. It really don't matter, man. I love me against anyone.
That's the Packers' Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has 4 more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some snow showers in the overnight. Lows near 30 degrees. West winds to 30 miles per hour. For your Thursday morning, winter weather advisory in effect with snow 1 to 2 inches, then changing to all rain in the afternoon. Windy highs in the lower 40s. Right now it's 28.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday morning, we'll reconnect with our friends at Motherhood for Good, who clearly must enjoy our visits because now they've launched their own podcast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy middle of the week. In just a few moments, Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark, our National Progressive Town Hall meeting. You can get in the queue. Lines are open at 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, I want to get into this question of Trump's appointees. Bob Woodward keeps going on TV going, I can't figure out why he's putting these people up. Well, let's see. Matt Gaetz, friendly with Putin. Tulsi Gabbard, friendly with Putin. Well, anyhow, we'll get into this. What, you know, are they actually Trojan horses that could lead to America's strategic collapse? And also in the second hour, is Comcast trying to get rid of MSNBC before Trump comes after them? Will Murdoch buy it? We'll talk about that, too. And in the second hour, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos will be arguing before the Supreme Court that the National Labor Relations Board, which back in 1955 the Supreme Court said is totally constitutional, it enforces the rights of workers, of course, to be unionized, is unconstitutional, they say, and should be destroyed. Two of the richest men in the world. We'll see how that plays out. In the third hour of the program, Marjorie Taylor Greene is threatening the many Republican men who have hidden sex scandals. Apparently, there's quite a few of them, and she's threatening to out them. She's also threatening Epstein to release Epstein's information. Is she threatening Trump? Is she threatening RFK Jr.? Is she demanding that they jump in and defend her buddy Gaetz? It appears that that's what it's really all about. Also behind closed doors, Chris Wright, Trump's pick for energy secretary, says, quote, there is no climate crisis, period. Yeah, we'll tell you all about that. And also in the third hour, what's up with Nancy Mace's obsession with the ladies' restroom in the Capitol? I mean, what's she doing in there that she is like so hysterical that a trans woman might come in? Is she doing coke in there? Is she masturbating? I mean, what gives? We'll talk about that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, Congressman Mark Pocan is a current member and the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov. And Congressman, are you on Blue Sky now?
I am. We're trying to do the conversion over from X. I mean, it's become such a conservative sewer, and with Elon Musk, what he's doing with it. We're going to start doing a lot more presence on Blue Sky and eventually just be there.
Yeah, that's... I'm keeping my Twitter account just because I don't want somebody to take the name and spoof me. But yeah. And I post my daily article over there every day just, you know, because. I mean, I post it on every social media site out there, 8 of them altogether right now. But in terms of engagement, in terms of actually responding to people, that's all happening over a Blue Sky now. Congressman, welcome back to the program, by the way. And we haven't talked since the election. I'm curious your thoughts on where America is at, where the election is at, you know, where how we go forward. Why aren't we hearing from Kamala Harris, for example? I mean, is there going to be a leader of the resistance going forward? you know, immediately after the 2020 election, when Trump lost, he was in the news every single day for the next 4 years. Who's going to emerge? A lot of questions.
Those are a lot of questions. A lot has happened. I think your callers are probably going to bring up a lot of the subjects. I think, you know, let me just say, I think the DNC chair is something many of us are watching more closely than usual.
I want Howard Dean.
I'll tell you, Ben Wickler from Wisconsin is someone who I think would be an excellent
national chair. Oh, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat.
Chair.
Yeah, I know Ben. You know, he's great.
He's an organizer by profession. He's a great fundraiser, and he's a good communicator. And you put the trifecta together, and that's exactly what we need. So I hope that he ultimately decides to do this. I know he's in a period right now thinking about it. But, yeah, we don't have a natural Democratic head. You're going to have a Senate with the Democrats in the minority, so that's going to give them maybe a little less attention. The House, it's always harder to kind of come from there. And then I think the governors are another spot to definitely be looking for. But there's a vacuum. Look, this is a weird time. We're somewhere between the movie Idiocracy and being there. You know, the guy who learned everything from watching TV, Donald Trump seems to pick all his cabinet appointees by watching TV and watching their clips on TV. It's just a bizarre period of time. I think the only thing I want to say, because I think your callers will probably have plenty of questions, is on Nancy Mace. You know, if I was home, I'd probably be listening to your third hour. I'm in D.C., so I won't be able to. But, you know, I have never seen anyone so craven for the attention of Donald Trump as Nancy Mace. Yesterday, she tweeted 47 times on her official account about the bathroom policy affecting one member of Congress. And, you know, if only her mother had held her more maybe as a child, she wouldn't need the attention right now. But it is beyond pathetic. It's small. It's petty. Look, they can't get a farm bill done. They can't get appropriation bills done. They can't do the governing work of a Congress. So this is the areas they go into. And for her in particular, it's just kind of desperation to get attention. That's what happens in cults. That's probably why Tulsi's there. But anyway, I just wanted to raise that because in your third hour, I hope you guys have a robust conversation.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I confess, I've only walked into a women's bathroom once in my life, and that was after a long plane ride in the Chicago airport, and I had had a couple of glasses of wine on the plane, and I walked into the women's bathroom thinking it was the men's bathroom, and it took me a minute to figure out where the urinals go. But I didn't see a single naked person. There were some women putting on makeup, and all the stall doors were closed. I don't get what the big deal is. I mean, I could have gone into a stall and closed the door, and nobody would have, except other than the fact that I'm fairly obviously a man, but we'll talk about that in the third hour.
It's why Nancy Mace tweeted 47 times yesterday. I mean, that tells you everything, right? That what this is really about.
Well, it's really about hate.
Well, and it's some people really in Washington are desperate for attention. You and I drink water and breathe air to survive. For some people, it's getting airtime on any kind of network. And unfortunately, it's one of the seedier aspects of my job.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right. So you want to pick up some phone calls?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's on your mind today? You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, good morning to both of you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Congressman Pocan, Mr. Trump is trying to push this recess on the House and the Senate in order for him to shove these appointments. From my understanding is anything that these people do is illegal because it's unconstitutional putting these people the way he's doing it. So, and this could be challenged as well. So anything that these people do is illegal, in my opinion. Am I wrong, or can you comment on that? Thanks.
Well, I'll tell you, we're getting a lot of the information, Alfredo, right now on what's going to be possible, because, of course, Donald Trump's going to try to push the boundaries of normal. You should be ready for that. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Get ready to strap in for the next at least a couple of years, but probably four, with what's going to happen. And he's arguing that he could do this recess appointment to kind of avoid the Senate actually looking at his nominees. But if he does that, they're not eligible for a salary. It's for a certain amount of time. There's a lot of questions of how he can do this yet. And there are people obviously looking very, very closely at this. I do think that ultimately Matt Gaetz is going to have a very tough road to move forward for a lot of reasons. In fact, I'm not even sure, this is just my opinion, Tom, whether or not he's even a serious nominee in the sense that he knew this report was coming out from ethics. He either had to resign and then look guilty to avoid it coming out or try to stop it, or he needed to have an excuse in which was, oh, look, I'm going to become attorney general because I'm such a lawful person. And that may not even be a serious play. So that's just my opinion. I'm sure he'd love to have a sycophant like Matt Gaetz as attorney general. But given the fact that so many Republicans don't like him, the idea that this appointment could happen in any normal way is pretty impossible to see happening.
I see three options here, and I'm curious your take on it. Number one, Matt Gaetz actually won re-election. So on January 3rd, he just gets sworn back in and he's back in the House of Representatives. And he was out for a couple of weeks a couple of months while he was able to blow up this investigation. That's if he doesn't end up our AG. Number two, under Article 3, Section, or Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, Mike Johnson can put together a concurrent resolution, one that requires both the House and the Senate to agree, that says we're going to go into recess on January 21st for 1 week. And then in the Senate, John Thune, preserving his respectability, says, no, I'm not going to agree with that. Once Thune says, I don't agree, this provision of the Constitution, which has never been used, allows Donald Trump to force both bodies into recess for as long as he wants. And then he gets his recess appointments. He simply recess appoints everybody. And of course, the third option is that Thune actually goes along with it and grants a recess appointment. I guess the fourth option is that Trump does what he did during his first presidency. He had multiple acting members who are only supposed to be able to be acting for, what is it, 3 or 6 months? I don't recall.
210 days or 200 days, right? Something like
that. And several of them went way longer than that. And, nobody ever pushed back and he was never challenged or stopped. So he could simply say, screw the whole process. I'm just going to appoint everybody as an acting, director.
And I think they can do one extension of that. That's maybe where some of that happened previously. Look, that's what we're all trying to guess what's going to happen. I think there's been reasons, and I'm not remembering them right now, Tom, that I don't think the first one you suggested is going to happen, where he resigned from this Congress, but he comes in on the next Congress. So I think Matt Gaetz is done because this report allegedly is very damning from what we're hearing. So the question is he really intended to become the attorney general or not? And I think it's going to be a tough sell. I tell you, I know Republicans, when they talk to you privately, there's a handful of people that are almost exactly parallel my handful of people that I won't work with in Congress is on their list. And Matt Gaetz is always on that list. So he truly has a difficult time to become attorney general, period. Ultimately, is Donald Trump going to put that much out there when he could find someone equally compliant but not controversial, perhaps, to be attorney general, to do everything that he wanted to do and make it easier?
I'm also looking at the FBI, which investigates Russian interference in America. And Matt Gaetz wants to burn the FBI down. So I think that might be one of Donald Trump's main motivators. That was my op-ed today at HartmanReport.com. But anyhow, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
With your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Stick around with this of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend, and my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, you're still not sleeping, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. and with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I've got a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the site. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour, 24 minutes past the hour. Pat in Flossmoor, Illinois, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of dovetail on what your last caller said about the election, and I wondered if the Democrats did what Obama did when he ran for the second time. He hired computer people to build a firewall. So when they tried to flip those votes in Ohio, the firewall stopped them. And I was just wondering if the Democrats really had their act together to protect the vote, because I, like many others, can't believe that Kamala didn't win.
Yeah, there were people whose sole jobs were for months and months and months just to deal with this. So I honestly, unless there is actual credible evidence, not just theories out there, I think the best thing we can do is be organized and ready to fight the fight when he becomes president, because I think that is the inevitable place we're heading.
Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Okay, will the Democratic Party ever wake up to the power of fear and messaging? Republicans will lie to stoke up fear in their base, whereas the Democrats can be absolutely truthful in stoking up fear, such as from now until the midterms. I would love to hear the Democratic Party pounding the table about the number of women who are pregnant due to rape in red states. Will the Democratic Party leadership consider doing something like that, or is it we don't want to make people feel uncomfortable? Are they going to go along that route? Because how's it been working for you?
Yeah, I don't think that's the problem, first of all, but I do think, we're going to fight like hell, as we should, and we need everyone's help doing it. But, if there is anything we learned from coming out of the global headwinds, what, 12 or 14 countries just like us, the party in charge got thrown out due to the rising costs coming out of COVID, yet another COVID election in that way. But what we didn't do well enough, I think, is we lost the people who make between $30,000 and $100,000, Tom, which we almost never do. We lost working people, and that means we have to talk about raising minimum wage and about child care and health care and all those core economic issues that I think maybe we didn't talk about as effectively as a party for a while, not just in the election, but we gotta get back to, we're the party of FDR, and that's a popular party.
There you go. And the importance of getting out every single day and promoting that message like Trump did during his 4 years. It is 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls, the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A major storm battered the Northwest with strong winds and rain, causing widespread power outages, closing schools, and downing trees that killed at least two people. This woman lives in Issaquah, Washington, outside Portland.
It was pretty gusty to the point where it sounded like a freight train going through when it came. And you could just see those trees bending.
The Republican-controlled House Ethics Committee opted not to release a report on sexual misconduct allegations against former Rep. Matt Gaetz, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to serve as U.S. Attorney General. He was asked by reporters about that development.
I'll be honest with you. I've been focused on what we got to do to reform the Department of Justice. I've been meeting with senators. I haven't been paying much attention to that.
A judge has convicted the man on trial for the killing of Lake and Riley, a nursing student in Georgia whose death in February shook the college town where she studied, as well as the country. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Denzel Washington told Esquire magazine recently he was bitter when he did not win the Oscar for Best Actor for The Hurricane in 2000. The Oscar went to Kevin Spacey for his performance in American Beauty. Washington said at that point he stopped caring and started having his wife cast his vote for the Academy. Washington won his first Best Actor Oscar 2 years later for Training Day. Washington has four more nominations since then, and there's a buzz he'll be nominated in the Best Supporting category for Gladiator 2. Elizabeth Olsen is returning to the MCU. Olsen, whose character is Scarlet Witch, will play a derivation of the role in the upcoming series Marvel Zombies. Good God, seriously? Marvel Zombies will actually be a spinoff of the Disney series What If, in which Olsen voiced Scarlet Witch before transforming into Zombie Scarlet Witch. If you're looking for an excuse not to watch, you've got time. Marvel Zombies drops in October 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some snow showers in the overnight, lows near 30 degrees, west winds to 30 miles per hour. For your Thursday morning, winter weather advisory in effect with snow 1 to 2 inches, then changing to all rain in the afternoon. Windy highs in the lower 40s. Right now it's 28.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into, like, pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss Trump finally facing justice in 2029. And does the separation of church and state apply to Oklahoma? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Dark money's pouring, drowning out the light. They're on in the stage in America's fight.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour. Middays with Mark, taking your calls. Billy in Wimberley, Texas. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Morning, Tom, and good morning, Congressman. On Matt Gaetz, if I understand the story correctly, the way I've heard it, these allegations go back around 7 years, and they're based on the testimony of two formerly underage hookers. And if he was not arrested by the police on that testimony, if charges weren't brought against him, criminal charges, because that's rape. And where do you think you got a leg to stand on if they didn't prosecute for that 7 years ago? And why do you guys keep going back and accusing Republicans of things that you say they did based on some spurious accusation from some Democratic operative going back 10, 15 years or whatever, or seven in this case? Why do y'all do that?
Yeah, Billy, you may be pro-sexual assault. I'm not. The Ethics Committee, which is a evenly split committee, I believe, is looking at this and has a damning report, allegedly. And there's plenty of other evidence, and he was a member of Congress when this happened. So, I'm not going to give him any excuses on this. But, you know, this guy's got plenty of other problems. There's a reason why Republicans don't want to confirm this guy is, you know, he has been... I think the definition might be a sociopath in many ways in how he's performed in Congress. And this is just one of the issues that's probably going to hang him up in Senate confirmation.
Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, is he Oklahoma or something like that? He's someplace out there.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. He came out and told the media that Matt Gaetz was walking around the floor of the House of Representatives with his phone showing people video clips of him having sex with underage girls. Or at least with young girls. Do you know that to be the case?
I've heard the same. I mean, look, this guy has a lot of things he's done in his life. Some may not be illegal, but certainly I think questionable. And people are just kind of over Matt Gaetz. Whether or not this happens, I know many, many Republicans privately who he's like one of a handful of people they don't want to deal with in their own caucus. I think it's a tough case for the Senate to confirm. That's why they're going to have to find some other way. Or was this merely a way to help try to give him some face saving for resigning from Congress? Right. And the reality is you can have someone else who could do everything that Matt Gaetz could for you and not be as controversial as Attorney General. And this may just be a bit of a Trojan horse.
And forgive me for abusing my host privilege here, but another follow-up. Marjorie Taylor Greene is threatening to out other Republican sexual predators for their cover-ups of sexual activity. I don't know if she's specifically threatening Trump or if she's just generally threatening other members of the House or Senate. Do you know anything about that?
No, other than I went through recently with a Republican member, a high-ranking staff for them, the four people I won't work with on the other side of the aisle, and their list almost was an identical overlap with adding one more name that I actually added this week, thanks to her 47 tweets yesterday about bathroom behavior for one of her colleagues. You know, there's just a few of them that stand out how awful they are. And, you know, Marjorie's on everyone's short list as well. So there's just a few of them that, you know, honestly, if parents only held their children, you'd be so much better off as an adult that you don't crave that kind of attention. attention. So, again, a few people are just toxic enough, I avoid.
Yeah, I get it. Josh, in Norfolk, Virginia, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yeah, hi, Congressman Pocan. Good to talk to you again. I just wanted to say first, I did really appreciate your comments on the best strategy right now is to stay calm and to use any overreach as an argument in 2026 for picking up some seats. Certainly, we should be doing that. I have another approach I think might be added on to that, and I do think that we should be engaging the Republicans in ways that we have not yet been. I mean, I will first admit that I don't know much of anything. You know, I'm sort of just, it's all guesswork for me. It's not exactly science, so I don't know where my opinions are correct or not. But, and I think that's probably true for a lot of people. I think, we're all just sort of doing the best we can and also maybe aligning with our friends who feel strongly and that sort of thing. And that can also cause issues on both sides. And I feel like it's divided us a lot. And I think that it might be really good for us to engage the Republicans even on X. In fact, I have a kind of a framework that I think would be helpful. And I know a lot of people are probably shrinking to that idea. And that is, I think that, first of all, like you might notice that Elon Musk has given high compliments to even some progressives like Ro Khanna. And if he feels strongly that he respects Ro Khanna, for example, I think those two ought to get together publicly on X, maybe on a live stream and discuss the key facts that are out there and find agreement on key facts. I'm not saying that they need to come to full-term agreements on everything. I just mean find as many key facts that they can discuss and find agreement on. And
let's let the congressman respond to that, Josh. Thank you.
Sure. I think my problem with Elon Musk is I don't think he's credible in trying to find answers for anything. I think he's become an overt partisan. I read the tweets because they're forced on me, right, by their algorithm, and they slow down other algorithms. So sometimes, he wants Democrats to give him some cover that he's real. He's not, he's on track to be the first trillionaire on the planet. He's exactly what's wrong. And his $1 million a day he put in towards the election was a small investment for the billions he'll save on a tax bill. So, I think what we're looking at with X is if they're going to start using different algorithms and slow certain messaging down and make it a cesspool only for the most right-wing and extreme right-wing viewpoints, just more of us are going to Blue Sky to have some conversations. I'm not saying everyone should get off of X, but honestly, it's a sewer. It was a sewer before Elon Musk to some degree. It's just a really, really deep, dirty sewer right now. And I think people just have to make a decision what's best for them ultimately. But I'm not going to elevate Elon Musk as credible because I think he's anything but.
Kathy in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Tom. Thank you. Representative Pocan, glad to be in your state. The DNC chair. I think Ben Wickler would be a fine person, but we need him here in Wisconsin. Truly, we need him here in Wisconsin. Another election cycle, maybe, but I would not support him just for that reason. And then the question I have is about Rahm Emanuel. And I read something yesterday about his the headline is Rahm Emanuel suspiciously timed stock trades, and I understand that he is also thinking about a run for DNC chair.
Oh my God, the last disclaimer, gasp of the deal. Liberals.
I don't like him. Yeah. I haven't liked him for 30 years. Yeah. But so, what do you know?
Yeah, so Kathy, first of all, I think Ben Wickler's chairmanship is up this summer, and I don't think he was running again. If you want to keep him for just a few months and risk not having the best person nationally, I guess that's a viewpoint. But I think that's the part that, has to be taken into consideration. So I'll miss him, too. He's been an amazing state chair. But if he can do the work nationally, if that's what he chooses to do, I think that would be advantageous to all of us. And I completely agree on Rahm Emanuel. I mean, sometimes people should just stay in the past, not come back to him. And I think he's one of those I'd put in that category. I don't think the world is yearning for, I never served with him, but every story I've heard, would not be something that is the direction of the Democratic Party we need to go.
Amen. Brandon in Grand Forks, North Dakota, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Tom, and hello, Congressman Pocan. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
What would happen if you found 10 centrist, non-MAG Republicans in the House and told them to pick a speaker amongst themselves, then promised them the Democrats would line up behind their pick and vote them in as speaker? That speaker could then take the others and place them as heads of the major committees. The Republicans won, so they technically should be in control, but this idea would put guardrails in place to hopefully stop or slow some of the radical ideas that are coming. Other than finding those 10, is this possible? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Brandon, that came up a lot during the last this current session when we had 19 speaker votes, and it can't work because Donald Trump and the Republicans will crush those people in primaries. There's a reason only two people spoke out, even though many people are quiet here, but they don't want to lose their positions, and that's what will happen to them if it would happen. So, you know, first we have to elect 10 brave centrists. And that's not going to happen anytime soon. So you're theoretically absolutely right. That should be the way it would work. But the reality is they would never come back to Congress.
Yikes. Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. He also represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. Pocan.house.gov is his website. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is 45 minutes past the hour. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. Back with your calls for Congressman Pocan at this point. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obviously, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make the mac slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from your kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients. And I'm telling you, I've never seen our dogs go so crazy over food, ever. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan. Lou in San Antonio, Texas. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Tom. Been listening to you for a couple years now.
Thank you.
Congressman, one quick question. How in the world can these cabinet nominees forego FBI background checks to obtain security clearances? I mean, you know, anybody here in the United States that would work for any government agency would need to go through these checks. To me, it's a total disqualification. Isn't there a clause in the Constitution to prevent this from happening?
I don't think there's a clause in the Constitution, but I mean, it's been the traditional practice to have, that's why you have a Senate confirmation process and why they may be trying to get around it. I mean, you know, I came into Congress with Tulsi Gabbard, and I'll tell you, there are, she had a very interesting and perhaps rough upbringing. There's a great article out there, I'm forgetting which magazine did it. And, you know, I think if they do that proper review, there may be some issues to put her in her head of a department that deals with intelligence. And I think the same thing is true in some of the other nominees. So, you know, I'm hoping the Senate will hold tough. The fact that Thune was elected in a secret ballot, that was good, but they can't do everything in secret. And that's where Trump has a little more pressure to put on them. So we just have to be ready. You know, let's get over whatever anger and grief period we have, but then we got the activation period to try to stop bad things from happening, including some of these nominees.
Good. But Trump says he's not going to have the FBI investigate any of them. He's going to have a private corporation do it.
Yeah, but I think the Senate's still in their process. There's some investigatory processes. So, you know, I think there will be information. Now there's scrutiny very much on these people that maybe they have not experienced in the past.
Right. Yeah, that certainly appears to be happening. Randy in Atoka, Oklahoma, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Congressman. Yeah, I do have some questions here. Given that Project 2025 and Donald Trump's Agenda 47, which are basically the same, my question would be, is with a razor-thin majority in the House and in the Senate, How likely is it for them to just get rid of people's social security and stuff like that? How can we stop this from happening?
I mean, we just have to be ready to reach out to elected officials, to work with the groups. They're going to advocate for our rights as all of this happens. I mean, yeah, I'm concerned when I see, Dr. Oz put in charge of CMS, some of his views. I mean, there's so many of the nominees I've got problems with. But, you know, looking at the lack of experience that's out there and then, you know, how much of Project 2025 and Donald Trump's own agenda more directly they put forward is going to really matter. And we just have to be prepared. The good news is, despite the Senate margin being a little larger than, you know, we would have liked, because one or two people can't stop things over there. The House, we can, especially in the first number of months. If we wind up with 215 seats, which I think we're very close to doing in California with that final seat, you have three people gone by appointments and suddenly they can't lose one person. That takes away a window that they could do some things and get bad things done. Executive orders we could challenge legally and in other ways. So we just have to be ready to be active participants in our democracy, not just in elections, but in actual policy coming up as soon as Donald Trump becomes president.
The resistance rises. Dan in Roxy, exactly. Mississippi, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, Mark. Mark, I talked to you before about DeJoy. Why can't we get rid of him? It's so strange to me that the Democratic Party can't get rid of one man that's destroying the post office. That has destroyed so many small businesses, including my own. It has just wiped us out, and no one cares.
Yeah, first of all, I'm going to counter that last part. We've had, in fact, there are Republicans that don't like DeJoy either. In my subcommittee on approves that is oversight, the one thing that brought Democrats and Republicans together was our disregard for DeJoy. The problem is the Postal Board of Governors has the hiring and firing ability on that position. We needed one more appointee, and there's a couple that have not been confirmed yet by the Senate, thanks to the hijinks of Republicans. And until you have that majority on the Postal Board of Governors, you can't replace him. And I agree, like most recently, his new plan for rural delivery, Tom, he did in Wisconsin. We were one of the two experiments, and we dropped like 20% in some, you know, on-time delivery for different types of mail. And wow. His response to me literally in a public conversation was, well, when they sent the first rockets up, some blew up. I'm like, thanks for blowing up Wisconsin, right? Like, this is a guy who should not be the Postmaster General, but we don't have the direct ability as Congress to do anything except for the Senate in confirming these
Postal Board of Governors. Is this a Chuck Schumer problem?
Well, he's got the problem of how the rules work. As long as you don't have, you have a filibuster, you can't get all these appointments through. If you can't get the appointments through, then it's still a Republican majority on the Postal Board of Governors.
I didn't know appointments could be filibustered.
Well, perhaps I'm wrong, but they have not gone through the Senate. There's a reason, Tom. Yeah. I will get back to you on that. But Marty Walsh and some others are on hold with where the Senate is in. I'm pretty sure there is some approval process.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Congressman, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Yeah, thank you, as always. Appreciate it, Tom. And let's just make sure everyone is ready. Things are coming up quicker than we think.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm still gone speaking at a convention, so you're going to have special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.